From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
Let's do this. DM deep dive time. We do this every day, by the way. Thank you for the DMs that you are submitting to us.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Nicholas writes, would you rather pee your pants and have no one think you did, or not pee your pants and have everyone think you did?
Oh.
But if you pee your pants,
so yeah. Weird.
Yeah. How are you going to hide the fact that
let's just say nobody knows what's going on. Like let's just say, I don't know. You're sitting at a table. Nobody can actually see whatever. Right.
It didn't seep through your underwear.
Yeah. No, it did. You have urine all over. Yeah. Right. You are like UTI city at this point, unless you get cleaned up. Okay.
And then that smell. People are going to know.
Nobody's going to know.
Right. But wouldn't you rather have just nobody know?
Nobody's going to know.
They're going to know.
But or you spill a drink on yourself and everybody's like, oh my God, you peed. Right. And then you're like, no, I didn't pee. And they're like, sure, you didn't pee. Like, would you rather pee and have nobody notice? Or would you rather not pee and have everybody think you peed?
Well, I'd rather nobody notice.
You'd rather sit and pee? Yeah. And also, like, if you didn't pee and people were like, oh, right, like when they leave or when you leave, like they're going to be like, oh, my God, like Mocha was at this thing last night. He totally weed himself. Like they're going to tell, like that story's going to get out.
They're going to know.
Like it'll be out.
So how long do we have to sit?
There'll be a picture of you like poor Liam Neeson standing on street corners. Right.
I don't know. I would rather pee my pants and have no one think that I did. I can't walk around having people think I pissed my pants. That's just weird. That's just too much, man.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah.
No way.
I think the second one.
You'd rather pee and have nobody notice?
Yeah.
Really, huh? Mm. Maury? Yeah.
Absolutely. But how long am I sitting in my pee?
Let's say 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'd rather sit and pee for 40
fine.
Minutes.
Sure.
That's fine.
I mean, who hasn't?
You're not talking about hours.
Yeah. I think that I would rather like spill something on me and just have people think that I peed.
Really?
To be honest with you. Yeah. I don't know if I could sit in my own mess like that. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Because I think I would go crazy. Right? Like, I think I would go nuts if I had to sit in my own pee. I don't know.
Okay. Gross. Anyway.
Gross. Yeah. There we go.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Next question, please.
Melissa writes, Maury is always talking about loving to read. I'm wondering what he loves to read. Maybe you can get some recommendations. I love reading as well. I'm also wondering if it's harder for him to read because he can't spell.
Oh, good question.
No, but the words are already spelled for me there. Not going to lie, there are times where I roll over and ask Matthew what a word is.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's happened.
Love.
Yeah.
Hey, say this word.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so.
My biggest recommendation, I love reading biographies.
Yeah.
My biggest recommendation right now is the Andre Leon Talley biography, The Chiffon Trenches.
Mm-hmm.
I have not read a better, okay, I guess I have to, okay, Roz's book as well. But
wow,
bro.
No, I'm just saying that was an amazing book, but I really loved Andre Leon Talley's book. Like, I learned so much about fashion, and he did not hold back
like
when talking about people.
Oh, it doesn't show.
No, but he was throwing.
I'm worried. Look at Maury right now. I've learned so much about fashion.
You're wearing a shirt right now that's three times too small.
Look, he was a trailblazer. He discovered designers.
So
he threw people under the bus in this book.
So you like biographies, memoirs, those kinds of things.
Huge, huge one, yeah.
Yeah,
although
yeah.
I'm trying to read Mariah Carey's, and it's so poorly written.
Really?
I'm having such a hard time reading it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a true lamb.
No, I know. You should just plow right through and just say it's great online. Right? Like all the other lambs do.
Yeah. Right. Oh, best book ever.
Best book ever. Yeah.
Thanks, Queen. One more, if we can get a comment
Sure. Shem, this person has actually chosen to remain anonymous. She says, Shem, can you tell Roz and Mocha about how much they've done for me in the last 2 weeks? I fell into depression and basically I was pushing everyone away, but listening to the Roz and Mocha show brought laughter back and started making me laugh and bringing me happiness. I appreciate them a lot. I've been a longtime listener and honestly, Roz and Mocha always bring happiness and laughter wherever I'm feeling sad or having a bad day. Keep up the good work, guys.
Aw.
No, that's great.
Well, that's why we do the show, for people like you. Thank you. Sending you a ton of love. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in because we talk about them and we read them every single day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Thank you for sending in the DMs that you do every single day. It gives us an opportunity to go through those DMs and see what questions you have or what comments you have.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Serious question from Gracie. Says, hey, Roz and Mocha, this is a tough one for me to ask as I'm experiencing some of this myself. But I'm wondering if Maury or Shem would be willing to share if they've ever experienced any sort of physical harm because of homophobia or racism in their life.
Oh, my God.
Maury, you want to go first?
I have not. Emotional, but not physical. Mm.
You know what's crazy is that, and this is a really weird thing for me to say because I'm not gay, but I've been, like, physically assaulted because people thought I was gay.
And would you say, like, or what would they say to you? What would you say back to them?
Nothing. I would just like, I would just hear the F word and then just like get hit in the back of the head or something.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Like, yeah, like, but I'm not. And so I don't like telling those stories because I'm not gay and that,
And
I'm not, you know, like legitimately fearful of that, you know, sort of like, you know, other than when I looked very feminine when I was young. But I used to get that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I probably got called the F word for gay more than anything else. Like growing up. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Like for sure. For sure. For sure. But yeah. And it's, you would just, you're sort of aware when you would go to places, right? Like you're like, you'd walk into a room or like a party or like a bar or somewhere. And I'd be like, oh, I don't belong in here.
Yeah. The like, vibe, this is not, this it hits is you right away.
The
you
vibe.
Know.
You're like, oh, this isn't going to end well for me. Shem.
Physical? Definitely.
Yeah.
I was thrown off a bus one time. I had an iPod and
like a city bus or a school bus?
A city bus. Okay. I had an iPod and a group of guys came on. They wanted the iPod. They threw me off the bus and into like a snowbank where like at the bus stop there were like newspaper boxes. Anyway, thrown into that. I got beat up. I had a broken rib and they stripped me of my clothes at the time. And it took me a while to, like, you imagine you're beat up, you're bloody, you got your clothes are ripped off in the middle of winter and nobody wants to stop for you, right? And didn't have a cell phone, didn't have anything. So I've had that happen to me.
So how old were you and how old were they? Like, were they sort of peer age or were they older?
Roughly peer age, and I was early 20s at the time. So I was about 22, I think, at the time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've been spit on before and called a racial slur when I was in Vegas with my then ex-wife. Yeah. So yeah, I've had some unfortunate incidents. I mean, as I'm sure we all, like, and to me, there's nothing worse than things worse than getting spit on in terms of, you know, how disrespectful it is. But yeah, I've had that, you know, now, I haven't had anything recently, which has been great. Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff is just, you know, nasty DMs and stuff like that.
How much do you, I wonder about this, like, how much do you attribute, like, do you sort of see something as racist, even though it may not be the blatant thing that's happening, but you can sort of maybe put two and two together? Or when you say that something was done because somebody was racist, does it have to be sort of like fueled by that? Like, do you have to hear somebody say a name or that kind of thing? You know what I mean?
It's a great question. You know, a lot of the times I think, you know, when it comes to things that are racist, it's the subtle things, right? It could be a look. It could be, you know, following me around a store, for example, right? So it's those things that I find. It's the microaggressions, really, that I think almost hurt the most. So it doesn't always need to, it doesn't necessarily need to be a racial slur that gets used or thrown my way. At the same time, I try my best not to see racism in sort of those negative interactions. But sometimes it's just sort of blatant and you know, when you you're black your whole life, or any minority, or whether you're, you know, you're a different sexual orientation, you sort of pick up on those cues.
Yeah.
And it's it can be tough sometimes, but you know, you just try to keep your head high and surround yourself with people who aren't that way.
Just having to be so aware all the time, you know, just with Maury too, like having to be so aware all the time. I wonder, like, if somebody just like randomly assaults you, like, you must automatically think racist or homophobic, as sure. opposed to that person's crazy,
sure,
right? Or that person is crazy and racist and homophobic.
Yeah.
Like there's so many different ways. Like, your mind just can't go to one spot, right? Yeah. Like, there's like, as if getting hit in the head isn't confusing enough, like, it's more confusing, yep. right?
Yep. I mean, it's tough when Matthew and I are walking the dog and we get called the F word.
Yeah,
really,
huh?
Yeah,
even still,
yeah, a lot of the time.
Yeah,
and I mean, and Matthew, I kind of just ignore it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, don't worry about it. But Matthew gets mad.
Right.
You
Does
know?
He say anything back?
No, but there was a person once who did it, and Matthew called the cops.
Yeah.
Really?
Because he's like, it's happening, this guy's right here. And I'm like, they're not going to show, and the cops never,
they don't show up.
They don't show up.
No.
But not for that.
No.
It just sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, geez.
Damn.
Good conversation. I learned a lot.
Can we
Thank
have
you guys.
One more DM, please, Shem?
This one comes from Jennifer. Oh my God, I love you guys so much. I smile all the time listening to you. There's literally no better way for me to enjoy my day. I think about all the smiling and positive vibes that you create every morning, and it just makes me smile. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, look at that. That's Jennifer?
That's Jennifer.
Well, thank you for listening, Jennifer. We love you tons, and we appreciate your support over the years. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show DM Deep Dive. We talk about your DMs every single day, so keep them coming in because, yes, we do check them.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Our DMs are so full, but that's okay. Because we get a chance to talk about what is in the DMs every single day on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah, what do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Allison writes, do you like going to the movies or do you prefer to stay at home?
Oh, come on now. Home.
Yeah, I enjoy going to the movies every now and then, but I think just the convenience of being at home, being able to pause a movie whenever I want to either go get a drink or go to the bathroom, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy, like, every now and then the movie theater experience.
I will say as well, like, the last little while, I've had a better viewing experience and I've watched sort of better quality product that is available at home than going to the movie theater.
How old was Roxy, your daughter, when you took her to the movie theater for the first time?
Oh, young. Yeah, like, we took her to restaurants and movie theaters when she was very little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to get her used to the process of doing it. And she loved going to the movie theater. But she was maybe, I think she went and saw her first movie when she was like 3?
Yeah?
Yeah?
See, Cruz is almost 6. We haven't taken him to the theater yet.
He hasn't been to the theater yet?
Wow. And the reason why, like, I wonder if he is...
But also 2 years of COVID though, right?
Well, that too. Yeah. But like, I don't know if he'll... Maybe he will. He'll probably be able to understand now that you can't pause or rewind or anything like that, right?
No.
Because at home, like, if he wants to see a part of a movie again, he'll be like, can you rewind? Or he'll grab the remote and do it himself.
Yeah. Geez.
And, like, because the new Super Mario is coming out.
Right.
And he, like, wants to see that movie. So I'm thinking if I take him to the theater, if he's going to understand, maybe if I just explain it to him.
Right.
He might be cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. For sure. And kids get it. They understand the process. And if there's, like, I would show them a movie where they go to the movies. You know what I mean? And be like, hey, you want to do that sometime?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or show him like a picture or like a video thing of like a movie theater. He understands. Sure. He knows what a movie theater is.
Yeah.
But no, I think that you would be surprised just how... And this is the great thing about going to the movies, because I know you said that sometimes you like to do that. When you see a little kid sort of going through that experience themselves where they like walk in and it's enormous and they get their seat and the seat rocks back and forth and it flips down and they got a thing on the side to hold their drink. Like, kids don't want to, you know, mess around. Like, they get completely swept up in this sort of romantic aspect of going to a movie.
Biggest screen they'd ever see.
Yes.
In their entire lives.
Yes. And it's loud as hell.
Yeah.
And like, it's cool. It's cool.
What else we got today, Shem?
Let's see here. Okay, this is good. Vince says, okay, real talk. I know you guys will likely not answer this, but I really have to know. Is there legitimate beef, or has there ever been legitimate beef between Roz and Shem or Mocha and Maury? I sense tension.
Shem, go ahead.
Nah, I ain't got beef with Roz. I mean, he's wrong. His movie recommendation and TV shows sometimes suck. But outside from that, nah, Roz is cool, man. He's become Guyanese over the last year. I got love for Roz, man.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Roz?
Yeah. Yeah, same. Same.
I don't know, man. Your eyes tell a different story right now.
You know what I mean? I swear to God, like that was just a setup to roast me, which now makes me believe that the guy's comment is true.
Beef lives on.
Right?
David Mori.
I don't have beef. Do you have beef?
I do not have beef.
There you go.
Have you ever?
Of course I have.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, when? Okay, when was the last time?
Okay, here's the better question. Here's the better question. There has been tension, right, over the years on the show.
That's natural.
Okay. So who were the two involved in the most tension over on the show? Would it be it's not going to be me and Mocha because we've never had that kind of thing. Okay. So who was involved in the most tension? Was it me and Maury, Shem and Maury, or Mocha and Maury?
Who answers first?
Who do you think was the what was the biggest tensest moment or where everybody felt like they were walking on eggshells? When something like this was
notice
going
the common
on.
Denominator here.
Yeah,
Maury.
I know. Yeah. Was it me and Maury? Was it Shem and Maury? Or was it Mocha and Maury?
I'm gonna say Mocha and Maury.
You think Mocha and Maury says?
Oh, I was
Mocha
gonna say Roz and Maury.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think Maury was so caught up and focused on whether or not he was gonna make it into your book. Yeah,
oh, no. I think that there's
so because of the curiosity.
I think that's all show business right there. I think that there was legitimate tension at times between you and Maury.
I concur.
Like that didn't even make it on.
And
the
Roz
radio.
And Maury, that's more like father son.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So no, it's not.
I'd rather. Would you not rather he say father and son and not lover?
Shut up, man.
Poor son and daddy.
That's how lovers talk to each other.
Next DM, please, Chef.
This is just a comment. Someone says, Roz is such a role model to me. He inspires me to be the most unwrinkled and unheated person I can be. Love you guys.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. But they said you're unwrinkled.
Oh, I heard was hot and wrinkled.
Oh, okay.
So,
thank
not
you.
A compliment?
Thank you. This DM deep dive sucked for me, by the way.
Well, thank God it's over. We talk about your DMs every single day, so keep coming in.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
Time to get into the DM deep dive. We do this every single day on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Will you guys do, this comes from Mike. Will you guys have a 4-man arm wrestling tournament?
What? No.
What? How does that work? You all hold hands?
No, like a tournament style.
Oh. I just pictured it like a circle.
Like all four of us trying to pull it to what? To get...
Watch your words. Yeah. I heard that. Even though you stopped saying what you said.
Hold on.
We all heard it.
Hold on. So we all reach in and grab each other.
Yeah.
And then what do we have to like try and pull
and
everybody
tug.
Toward us?
No. I don't think we have to be in a...
I think it's a circle, but it's just like, you go, now you go,
oh,
now
no,
you
no,
go.
No, hold on here. So,
tournament style.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I don't have to, we're not all reaching in and then trying to like beat everybody, right?
I would prefer that.
It's like individual, like.
Treat it like a semifinal, right? Like,
oh,
so like,
okay.
Let's say it's
now
Roz,
I get it.
Let's say it's Roz versus Mocha, Shem versus Maury, winners face each other type
okay.
of thing.
Okay, I got it. Okay, now I understand. No.
Next example.
Oh, my God. Okay. Cassandra writes, what is the most romantic thing you've done? Roz, Mocha, Maury, and Shem. What are the most romantic thing you've ever done for somebody?
Oh, Dan Maury, go ahead.
Like for anybody?
Oh my God.
Shem wasn't specific. He said for anybody.
Okay, yes, Maury, for
yes,
anybody.
For anybody.
I mean, I've done so much for my husband. Oh my God. Like proposing on stage. That was pretty romantic. Oh, I once sent flowers to his workplace.
That's up there on the list of the most romantic things you've done is sending flowers to his work?
Yeah, that's pretty romantic.
That's pretty generic.
What else?
Like cooking dinner for him?
That's called being a good partner. We're talking romance.
Oh, like, or if I roll over in bed and like massage him.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay. What else?
Okay. There was the time that, there was the time that when he came home, I bought him a new work bag to congratulate him on a job well done.
Yeah.
So romantic.
So romantic.
Wow.
Yeah. I bought you a new work bag, Maury.
Also so romantic.
I'm trying to think. Oh, man. Well, everybody's definition of romance or romantic things could be different, right? I would leave like little notes around the house on post-its for Jenna all the time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like post-its?
Yeah. I would send
Not pick up toilet paper. He's talking about writing loving things.
Oh, like when you put a post-it, Matthew put a post-it on the dishwasher saying clean.
Yes. Yeah. That's not what we're talking about here.
I remember when Jenna and I first started dating, and before we even moved in, and I had invited her to the condo to have dinner one night.
Yeah.
And I put all these little tea lights all over the condo. It was like a movie.
Right.
So when she showed up, I was running around like an idiot trying to light all of them.
Yeah.
So the entire place was just lit up with all little tea light candles, and I had flowers everywhere.
It's awesome.
And we had dinner together.
That's romantic. Right? That's very romantic. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the next day, I bought her a work bag. I think, though, for you, Ross, the most romantic recently.
I proposed to Catherine in my book.
Yeah.
There was that. But I've done other things, too. Like, I'm a great secret keeper, and it drives the girls crazy. Like, it drives Catherine crazy. Where I've been like, I've just told them, you know, in one day, hey, you know, pack a bag because we're going away. You know, drive to the airport kind of thing, where they had no idea. Like, I'll go and get their passports and buy tickets and fill it all out, and they'll have no idea what we're doing, right? And we'll just go to New York
so
for the night or something like that.
For them.
But what's maddening is if I say, guys, I'm going to be doing something really cool, right? And like if I keep a secret, I can't even hint at that there's something happening.
Right.
Because they will have a miserable week leading up to it, and I will have a miserable week.
So what do you tell them? Like, pack for cold weather, pack for hot weather.
No, I'll tell them that day.
Oh, the day of?
Yeah, the day of.
That's so stressful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd hate you too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for that. We do the DM deep dive every single day, so keep the DMs coming in. Thank you, Sham.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.